This is an RNIB talking book.
The Cinder Path by Catherine Cookson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The Cinder Path by Catherine Cookson. Part 1. Moorburn Farm. Chapter 1. Bless the food on this table, Lord. Bless my labour that has provided it, and give me strength for this day. Amen. 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 Before the echo of the last Amen faded, Edward MacPhail was firmly seated in the big wooden armchair at the top of the table, and during the seconds of silence that followed, he screwed his heavy buttocks further into the seat before, with an almost imperceptible motion of his head, giving the three people standing behind their chairs permission to sit, and the elderly woman and young girl on their knees just inside the door of the room permission to rise. Sitting in silence, facing her husband, Mary MacPhail wondered, and not for the first time, what would happen if she was suddenly to open her tight-lipped mouth and scream. Yet she knew what would happen. He'd drag her outside and throw her bodily into the horse trough. And if this didn't restore her to his idea of sanity, he'd dispatch her to a madhouse and leave her there to rot, whilst he himself would continue here with his daily work as appointed by God. Her husband and God were on the best of terms. In fact, she sometimes thought he handed out orders to God for the day. Now, today, God, you'll not only clean the byres, you'll lime wash them, and then you will clamp the beat, all of it, mind, and you will do it yourself.